want you to be back in your homes immediately.
But the people are willing to clean out their own debris.
And they can.
You should let them do it, because by the time you hire contractors, it's going to be 2 years.
If a family...
The people are willing to get a dumpster and do it themselves. And
they can.
There's not that much left. It's all incinerated.
That's right.
The city hires some demolition contractor. That's going to charge him $25,000 to do his lot.
We think within a week...
That's a long time away.
And it got so bad, they actually took the mayor's mic away. It's great to finally have a president that actually goes in and stands up for the citizens, even in an ultra-liberal area like LA that heavily voted against him. Because the last 4 years, we had a president that would simply ignore the disasters, and if he did finally get there, he'd promptly go to sleep on arrival. So when we see the massive destruction all across Los Angeles, where some areas saw entire communities turn to ash, the city needs a leader to step in and hold who's accountable to fix it. Because Trump wants to provide federal aid, but not if it just lines the pockets of politicians. As we just saw Governor Gavin Newsom dancing around when talking about land buybacks and the possibility of getting federal funding after creating a $45 billion deficit. So before Trump departed for California, he stated there would be stipulations.
Funding to Los Angeles because of its sanctuary city policy.
I want to see two things in Los Angeles. Voter ID, so that the people have a chance to vote. And I want to see the water be released and come down into Los Angeles and throughout the state. Those are the two things. After that, I will be the greatest president that California has ever seen.
So Governor Gavin Newsom waited eagerly for Trump to arrive with his support. Then people pointed out, why does he always have his hands in his back pockets? Which is funny, because whenever he's responding to the many fires in California, he just shows up to both literally and figuratively cover his ass. So when the president finally emerged from his plane, social media users noticed Trump's classic tug-of-war handshake. But I'm more amazed by Melania's particular choice in attire, as she has an entirely different vibe ever since the inauguration. So what exactly do you call this aesthetic? And let me know in the comment section, because this is pretty much my relationship goals now, where if I'm about to go dish out some vengeance, I want my woman to look like this. This is exactly what it should look like when I'm telling the cashier they only gave me 9 McNuggets, or when a scumbag governor is groveling at my feet.
Thank you for being here. It means a great deal to all of us. Not just the folks in Palisades, the folks in Altadena that were devastated. We're going to need your support. We're going to need your help. You were there for us during COVID. I don't forget that.
It was so bad, even the news media bashed him for bending the knee, as this was after he wasted time during a tragedy to Trump-proof his state.
Well, the Trump-proof is someone else's words, not ours. I think it was rather prescient. We're already engaged in lawsuits and litigation. He already has assaulted the 14th Amendment as a birthright citizenship. I think there's a likelihood of additional lawsuits as it relates to some of his executive actions, and we didn't have time to wait.
Likely because Trump has a long history of calling him Newsom.
How about this? Gavin Newsom, he's the governor of California.
Newsom.
He signed Newsom, I call him.
Yeah.
You look at what this governor, Newsom from California, isn't that his name, Newsom? What he's done to California is unbelievable.
To which he went to the TV to cry about it.
I get the California derangement syndrome. I've been living with that for years and years. Newsom. You know, I'm the same seventh grade. I remember the guy on Baltimore Avenue that called me Newsom. I was in seventh grade. I can handle that. We'll leave that aside.
And before all this, he inferred Trump was a fascist dictator.
Let me just start with that question. Is Donald Trump a fascist in your view?
Well, I know it's a loaded word, but when you say you're going to be dictator on day one, mm-hmm. I mean, look up the definition of fascism, the characteristics of a dictator, an authoritarian. I mean, General Milley said it himself, but Trump, again, reinforced it himself.
So here he was today, rushing out to hug this so-called fascist just because he has some federal funds for him. It's actually entertaining to see all these political leaders conveniently forgetting Trump was allegedly destroying democracy, but only after they need a favor in the form of federal funds. As Trump is now the most powerful man in politics, if not the entire earth, and now he's completely free to be a jerk while the Democrats just have to sit there and thank him for it. as Trump didn't hold back at Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass.
So I signed executive directives right away so that we could cut the red tape, we could get people back building as fast as possible, and we're going to continue doing that.
Yeah, the one thing is they are saying they will not be allowed to start for 18 months.
No, that will not be the case.
Okay, I just hope you're right.
You can hold me to it.
There's four groups said that.
No.
They should be able to start tonight.
That will not be the case. You know, first we have to take care of, to make sure that there's not the getting rid of the hazardous waste, cleaning things up. We absolutely need your help. We need the federal help.
You've got it. I told you, you will have no permit problem. There will be zero delay. And as far as I'm concerned, you already have the permits.
And the resources.
I am more worried because I met at least eight groups of homeowners, and I'm much more worried about the fact that they said it's 18 months exactly. What's hazardous waste? I mean, you're going to have to define that. We're going to go through a whole series of questions on determining what's hazardous.
Nope.
Think you have to allow the people to go on their site and start the process tonight.
And we will.
Okay, good.
You can come back and check.
The people are all over the place. They're standing and they say, Warren, you're going in. We're trying to get a permit. And the permit's going to take them. Everybody said 18 months. You said 18 months. You said 18 months.
We can't even see our homes right now. We are blocked from entering our streets.
Right.
We can't even. This is our first time we saw our house. It was yesterday.
It really sounds like they were planning on dragging their feet. And since the Democrats never dare speak out against each other in California, the citizens were just going to have to accept it. But here comes Trump forcing them to clarify what fast as possible is. As Bass jumped from 18 months to today, well, maybe not today, maybe this week, until Trump says, no, 24 hours. You have the power to cut that red tape, and I'm not going to cut you a check until you do it. Because Trump isn't treating them like a traditional politician, playing nice because the party wants to bank a favor from them later. He's acting like their boss, because he is, and it's probably the first time anybody has held them accountable since Trump's last administration, as Trump is going off on everybody.
Mr. President, if I can just defend FEMA a little bit.
Yeah.
They brought thousands of people in. I don't know how they're doing in other states. They're doing a good job for us here. But if Rhode Island has a Palisades disaster, are they then supposed to keep...
How many people do you have in California? 36? How many million people do you have?
But
you have 40 million people. You're not going to get a few thousand people. The problem with FEMA is they come from all over the country. They end up in arguments with your people from California because they want to do it a totally different way. And I can live either way, but you haven't gotten very much done with FEMA because all you have to do is look at North Carolina. It's one of the great disasters of all time.
And now Trump is considering straight dismantling the agency, as why do we pay so much money to get such little accomplished?
Mr. President, without your help, they're only going to get $43,000 from the federal government. Even if they have a half million dollars.
You did something, Brad, where every insurance company in the country left California. That's why you have no insurance, because you made it so impossible. People that think like you made it so impossible.
Every insurance company, I don't know.
Because right before Trump came to L.A., he visited the victims of Hurricane Helene.
To me, that was not really acceptable.
Has the insurance company been responsive or not really?
Not so much. And we need some assistance with that. We reached out to an attorney.
What's the name of the insurance company?
North Carolina Farm Bureau.
So one, that hurricane happened during Biden's administration, and he never let the victims share their story. And two, no president has ever publicly shamed insurance companies like this, then gone to another state to highlight their failures. You only get that if your president actually goes out and listens to the people, while also not being afraid to shame some politicians and even some shady private companies. As Trump has already done more for the country in 4 days than Biden did in 4 sleepy years. So if you appreciate my concise, bite order commentary on the tragic status that is today's reality, hopefully I've earned your subscription, then go check out the video on how the corporate media tried to play the same games from last time, only for it to hilariously blow up in their faces.